Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
The Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. We finally have an official answer about the drones that were seen flying over New Jersey and other areas late last year. The White House says that they were authorized by the FAA. More now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Dougherty.
Drone sightings were the talk of the town everywhere, with low-flying encounters reported all over. Now the White House says these were on the government's radar. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump personally looked into this.
After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
She says hobbyists and recreational drones began exploring as news and social media videos of the drones grabbed our attention. Some even flew over President Trump's country club in Bedminster. There were endless theories and speculation about where the drones were coming from, including Congressman Jeff Van Drew saying he had high-level information that they were coming from an Iranian ship.
This was not the enemy.
Elected officials demanded answers that never came from the Biden administration. Leavitt did not reveal what those various other reasons were. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Dougherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia Whole Foods workers celebrating their historic vote to unionize, but they acknowledge that getting a contract is likely to be a difficult fight. Here's KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief, Pat Loeb.
Whole Foods employee Audrey Tass says it was a euphoric feeling when the votes were tallied and workers had agreed to join a union by 30 votes.
It was just an amazing feeling. I would call it a historic winning for the first unionized Whole Foods ever.
But the day after, Tass was clear-eyed about the hurdles that remain. Whole Foods owner Amazon has refused to negotiate with the one other of its workforces to unionize. United Food and Commercial Workers President Wendell Young, who now represents the Whole Foods employees, says he expects similar tactics but hopes for different results.
We're going to fight with them. And I can tell you from the calls from the entire labor movement here and abroad, they're going to have one hell of a group fighting in their corner with them.
Whole Foods fought the union effort and says it's disappointed in the results but will maintain a positive environment in the store. Ta says pro-union employees, too, will work to win over those who voted against the union.
I believe if we all stand together, we all can achieve something real big.
In Spring Garden, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
From light poles to trash trucks to roofs of newsstands, Philadelphia sports fans love climbing things, as demonstrated during the NFC Championship celebrations along Broad Street Sunday night. KYW's John McDevitt reports that now the city of New Orleans is finalizing safety advice for visitors attending the Super Bowl there. Now, one thing is certain, climbing light poles in NOLA is against the law.
It's not a secret. Eagles fans are unique and passionate.
Seriously, we're better than any team in the league. Any team.
And greased or not greased, climbing street light poles is something a lot of fans just can't pass up. We saw that along Broad Street Sunday night.
A Philly tradition.
And Eagles fans headed to New Orleans for the Super Bowl next month. Well, the police department there tells KYW News Radio climbing street lights is trespassing and not only illegal, but is unsafe, as many of the light poles in the French Quarter are quite old. The poles are at risk of toppling. Not only can pole climbers be criminally charged, any damage caused will have to be paid by the offender. Climbing balcony support poles, which are private property, is also illegal. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime in the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.